This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it. Good morning, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good. Andy Bunker on a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday as more news from the NFL comes down as coaches are being moved. Some GMs are being moved. Some GMs are coming for interviews. Some coaches are coming for interviews. Multiple, you know, guys who've had interviews before. Some to satisfy a rule.
Yeah, there's a rule that needs to be satisfied.
Yep. So that happens a lot around this time. We understand that. The Falcons are interviewing GM candidates and I guess head coaches. Who's doing the interviewing?
That's exactly what I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
That's exactly who I was going
to. I'm just curious because yesterday was one. They do have a new president, a new Rich McKay.
Right. Greg Beatles.
Yes. So Greg could be doing it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Greg could be doing it, or it's kind of be one of those back channeling because the job has not been officially offered to somebody. Hey, I need you to interview this guy, this guy, this guy.
Here's the questions I want
because
to ask.
Because for me to take this job, I need you to do this. Here's the questions. I'm going to type some up. I have a. My assistant types some questions up for you.
Feel free to put your own spin on it.
Yeah. That's why I was like, well, who interviewing all these
exactly
people?
Exactly what I thought when I saw this yesterday.
Yeah, man. But it's
Bears assistant GM Ian Cunningham is Atlanta's first GM interview. Now, it's only a request, right?
Yes.
So that's got to be a couple days.
Yeah.
Where you get the request in, right. And they're like, yeah, sure.
Who's requesting?
They got secretaries.
Oh, okay.
I don't think they fired everybody. No. That's the firms.
Yep.
The firms can request.
Yes.
The firms can request them, and then they're like, yeah, we'll do it. And then they'll be like, all right, well, we got schedules. Here's our Google calendar, and then we'll get you on there. And then hopefully by then we'll have somebody who's the president of football operations to conduct the interviews. I do also, we talked about this yesterday. It's going to be hard to interview the coach and the GM at the same time if you want to let one of those people have input on who the other one is.
Correct.
Like, if you're going to want a GM to help you pick the coach, which maybe they don't.
Maybe.
They've never done it before.
They've never done it.
They've never done it before.
It's always
been
separate and then
stuff.
Bring together.
Yep.
And again, as much as we were talking about, it has worked, kind of, you know, because I go back to it. Sometimes
you mean
don't,
like in other places?
Sometimes, yes.
Okay, got it.
Then I go back to what I said before. Just because it worked there don't mean it's going to work here.
That's right.
You know, and so, you know, it's very vital and very important that, you know, you get these hires right. We understand that going forward. And I know Ian Cunningham is a guy who's interviewed for jobs. A lot of people around the league think that he's the next guy that's going to get one of these general manager jobs, paying his dues.
Yep.
Some of the people that he's worked under, hell yeah.
Been under Ozzie Newsome, yeah, been under Howie Roseman.
Yeah, and so, you know, that always says a lot of things.
Now he's in Chicago under Ryan Poles. Yeah. Ryan Poles played college football with Matt Ryan
at
UC.
And that's why I don't understand that part either.
I don't either, but
yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, I know that part, but I'm like, I know, because, he, like, because they know each other, he's going to let you have his
assistant
GM? I
guess he can vouch for him better or something like that.
Okay, because I don't think Ryan's going to hold somebody back.
You're not going to hold him back.
But I mean, yeah. And so there's that situation right there. I'm sure.
But also, Matt Ryan's not the president yet. So what does that matter?
Yeah. And so it's just all out there, all weird.
Yep.
But I think that, you know, he is a guy that a lot of people, he's going to get multiple interviews this cycle, just like he has the past two. And it's come down. I think I was reading this morning. It was between him and, you know, a couple times he was on the docket, but it took somebody else to steady him.
He's fairly young, too, so that kind of makes sense.
That has a lot to do with it.
He's only around 40 years old.
And then this is what we talked about yesterday as far as who do you look for if Matt Ryan is the GM, is the whatever his title will be. And then we go back to people with experience and everything like that. Do you want to work with Matt? Well, these are young guys that he's going after. He's going after if he's this guy.
Yeah.
Clint Kubiak. Mm-hmm. We know that there's the ties between his pops in Atlanta and all those different things. But I think that, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, get it right. Just get it right. You know, and that's the most important thing to me. I think Kevin Stefanski is a hell of a football coach. I really, really do. I think he got tired of damn Cleveland.
Oh, I don't think there's any question about that.
I think
might have been the best game he's had in a couple years.
I think Cleveland just wore his ass down, man. But
it'll do that.
But as long as you get all these different things, everything is great and dandy. But you ain't got no quarterback.
That's true.
And you can't win this league. I don't give a damn who you got coach. I don't give a damn who you go get hotshot GM, savior, because Mike Ryan ain't coming back to play quarterback for this organization. So until you get that
part. Well, I mean, he wants to do multiple stuff.
Yeah.
He wants to be on TV and be the – I don't know what – the TV stuff is interesting to me because I feel like that almost indicates that it's not a – president of football operations.
I'm with you. It seems like it's advisory.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like you can special advisor to the front office or the owner or whatever, which is kind of what Chris Spielman is in Detroit, right?
Yeah. Right.
Although he's pretty involved in everything that they have going on, but he's not the president of football operations.
Right.
I just don't know how, even just from an optics standpoint, you could probably do both. Mm-hmm. Like I don't want to undersell it because what the people do on TV, they're very good at. But the reason they're good at it is because of the body of work behind them.
Yes.
So they can talk about football knowledgeably on TV.
Yes.
I don't think it's that hard to go do like a 2-hour show on Sunday on TV for Matt Ryan. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I think he could probably do both. But I just don't know that you would want him to be.
Yeah,
both,
I wouldn't want
you
to be both.
I need you.
You're running my football. Like Tom Brady isn't. Well, technically he's not.
I don't know what he's doing.
I don't know what he's doing. You know, but.
But also that's not working.
Tom's
it hasn't
owner.
Worked yet.
Tom's the owner.
Right.
He's owner. He has ownership stake. And you're talking about like Tom Brady's not employed by the Raiders, is he?
I don't know how that works.
Yeah,
if you own them, you're not employed. You employ people.
Yeah, well, you would think, right? Like at this point, you know, if Matt does take this job, he will be an actual employee of the Atlanta Falcons.
Right. That's right. Which would to me mean now the barrier for Tom Brady in his role was he couldn't go to those meetings.
Yes.
Well, Matt's not doing games.
Matt's
anymore.
In studio.
He's in studio,
yes.
So there aren't any meetings anyway. So there would be no issue there. Again, I just think it's from an optics standpoint. If you're president of football operations, you're president of football operations.
Yeah, it makes him like you got to be in the building.
Yeah, I'd like you at the games.
Yeah,
I know you're not doing anything on game day,
right.
But like, so what? I don't know.
Yeah, I would like to see you in the box sitting next to Arthur.
Like the Falcons have had people in their front office for the most part, giving the Falcons their full attention. I do think the Rich McKay thing got a little complicated because he was giving so many things his attention. Maybe he wasn't giving the Falcons as much attention as you would like someone who's in that role to be giving. And now I know Greg Beadles is that guy now, but Matt would whoever the president of football operations would be underneath them. Like, if it wasn't Matt Ryan, they wouldn't let the other guy go do TV. You know,
I agree.
Like if it was, you know, some front office person who's like, by the way, I do want your president of football operations job, but Fox also asked if I would help do some of their kickoff stuff.
Right.
No, you can't do that.
No.
So, I mean, again, I know different rules for different people. I understand Matt Ryan's franchise legend and all that kind of stuff. And he already works for CBS. But I just feel like pick one, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I understand. I mean, and you know, the one thing about it is, you know, he's really good at what he did. He's a really good quarterback. He's really good on TV doing his analyst thing. And now if he does decide to take this job, you know, the track record of him being good. Now, this is completely different than both other things. He had the God-given ability to do the football thing.
Right.
You know, he had the wit and all those things to do this TV thing, which he's really good at, by the way.
He is good.
This here is a different animal when you're talking about running a football team. It just is. It's a different thing. That's a different commitment because it's more to it than this pick that guy, pick that guy. You have to oversee that guy, the salary. It's just so many things that go into that position. So, I mean, it'll be interesting to see if he has not been offered the job. I know there's wide speculation he's going to be offered the job, but yet still, they still have that process they have to do.
Yeah, well, they have to interview, you know, all these jobs have Rooney Rule restrictions. Yes. So they have to interview candidates.
Yes.
And maybe by, I don't know if it's by Thursday, they'll be able to do that so they can make the announcement of the team president then, because I know that there's a press conference Thursday. I don't know if it's coming next week. The other thing about it, though, too, is like just because we don't know 100% what they're going to do doesn't mean they don't know 100% what they're going to do. Yeah. And just because Matt Ryan or whoever hasn't been announced as the guy doesn't mean that person can't be interviewing these people.
Yep.
Like, I know that it would be against the rules to do that, but people break rules sometimes.
All the time. You know what I mean? I mean, you think about Matt Ryan's young.
Yeah, he is.
He's going to be a young guy to have a position like that, you know? But
how old even is
Matt Ryan? 42, isn't he?
I don't even think he's 40, is he?
I think he's 42 or something like that.
He's 40.
Okay, he just turned 40. Okay, yeah. So, I mean, he's going to be a relatively young man doing this job. And he's going to be learning on the job, too.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing about it. You're going to have a potential. You're going to have a first-year president, first-year GM, first-year head coach. I mean, that's a lot of learning on the job.
Yeah.
It really, really is.
That's true.
And so, I mean, that goes back to, you know, the patience aspect of that most sports fans nowadays don't have. There's going to be situations where you're going to see youngness prevail. Because it always does, you know, until you learn and grow. And not saying that you can't be a young, because, you know, McVay hit the ground running, you know. But I think that the biggest thing
he's
with
an
them,
outlier.
And that's the crazy thing about it. But what Lestem did was they kind of put it in a situation where they didn't know how good he was then, but they had a feeling he was going to be good down the road. So let's get this guy now.
Right.
And see if, you know, and in 2 years.
Yeah. They also did a really smart thing of having, like you said, Les Snead, like a really established front office.
Then who wouldn't they get? Who
they got Wade Phillips as the defensive coordinator, who's, I mean, as tenured in the league as anyone could be. And they put a really good staff around him. Yeah. And then let's see if he's boy genius. Yep. Oh, he is.
Yep.
Okay, great. I mean, they were in the playoffs in the first year, right?
Yes.
I think the Falcons beat him. That's the last playoff win the Falcons have is against the year one Matt. Or the year one, Jared Goff and Sean McVay Rams all those years ago.
Which
feels like a million years ago, probably the Falcons fans especially. But, that is part of it. He would be learning on the job. Now, the good thing about learning on the job as a front office person and learning on the job as a coach is that if you make a wrong decision in real time, doesn't mean you lose the game.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, all the stuff you do, and also you're going to have a vice president and you're going to have this person, you have people that you're sort of leaning on to make all these decisions. Coaches making decisions in real time, like game day.
Yes.
Oh, the clock is ticking down. Do I call my timeout? Like, what do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like that kind of learning on the job is, you know, part of how you are 8 and 9 when maybe you could be 10 and 7 and stuff like that.
Right.
So yeah, that, yes, there's so many important things that they have to get right between now and when they kick this season off next year. The most important thing is who's playing quarterback, but who's coaching him?
It's
the most important thing.
It's the most important thing.
It is. It's
getting the quarterback is more important than GM and the head coach.
It is.
Getting a quarterback is the most vital thing this team can do right now. Mm-hmm. And I know that the most pressing thing that they're going to do is that right there as far as the front office head coach. But the most important thing they got to do is get a quarterback.
And it's
most
still,
important.
It might be Michael Penix.
Yeah, it might be.
But
might be.
It might not be.
Michael has a world of talent.
He does.
He has a world of talent. He just has the one thing that when you saw him get drafted came true.
Yep.
The injury.
He's injury prone.
The injuries.
Yeah.
And you can't win with an injury prone quarterback.
No, you cannot. It's hard to know what you got when they're not out there.
Yes.
Which is exactly what the Hawks are going through.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Right now. Although it doesn't seem like it's going to stop him from making a change.
Yeah, man. And it's we'll talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, let's get into that next, because that's another huge story of the day is that sounds like Trae Young's on the move. We'll get into that next in what's trending here. First hour of the show is brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course. Atlanta Golf Open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,